This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Bloomberg reports that China National Chemical Corporation has commitments from lenders on a $12.7 billion loan package to help secure its purchase of Syngenta. ChemChina acquired the financing from 17 different banks altogether. The agreement to buy Syngenta for $43 billion came earlier this year in a deal that would make it the largest supplier of pesticides and ag chemicals in the world. The funds coming together now puts the state-owned corporation one step closer to finishing up the country's biggest acquisition ever outside of its borders. U.S. national security officials approved the takeover deal last month, but it's still subject to an antitrust review by regulators worldwide. ChemChina is planning to sell $10 billion in preferred shares to help fund the acquisition. They also intend to raise another $15 billion in cash, bringing the total equity contribution to $25 billion. ChemChina will borrow the rest of the financing it needs via a loan package. And news stories that Bayer has increased its bid for Monsanto and that the two companies are continuing to negotiate prompted National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson to take action. He's calling on the U.S. Justice Department to act on the deal, saying a merger between the two companies would not be good for farmers. Johnson said a Bayer-Monsanto merger would be a continuation of a wave of mergers in the ag input sector. That wave includes the recently approved ChemChina deal to acquire Syngenta, as well as the proposed mergers between Dow and DuPont and Potash Corporation and Agrium. He said the National Farmers Union will continue to express concerns that mega deals like these are made to benefit those in the boardroom and not family farmers. Along those same lines, Johnson said, "We're pleased to see that the Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit to prevent a proposed merger between John Deere and Precision Planting. We urge them to continue to reject any deals, both now and in the future, that hurt marketplace competition." Well, in other news, last week at the Farm Progress Show, not only did I see and meet several new faces, but I ran into some local ones as well. One of those local faces was George Kuchar of Kuchar Combine Performance in Carlinville. George informed me that he's been in business for over 30 years, and his parts have changed along with the changing equipment.
Yeah, it's been 32 years since I started. You know, when I did start, I started with one pickup and two toolboxes, and I wish I was back there again, but you either go forward or you go backwards, and I guess I didn't do too bad for myself in the 32 years.
Well, it's great to see you here in Boone, Iowa at the Farm Progress Show, and 32 years, so fill us in on what your business is.
It's making thrash parts for a combine, high-performance thrash parts. I get a better sample, get more productivity, and that and pulls a lot easier. I'm geared for a better sample because the elevator don't pay for the grain that's left in the field or ground up and that, so that's what I try to design to get more for the farmer.
And what models of combines do you have parts for?
The John Deere International and Massey. Have thrash parts of concaves. We've got rotors for Massey and John Deere concaves and separating grades and that for the internationals.
And do you do business mostly locally around Carlinville and that area in Illinois? Do you branch out farther than that?
Oh, no, I ain't in 50 states. I think it's about 48 states in the United States and Germany and Denmark and Australia.
And do you ship your parts there, or do you have separate offices, I guess you'd say?
No, we ship them there. We ship them in containers. Australia, I got to go to Canada. The guy gets containers out of Canada and stuff, and we put them in there and ship them over. When we go to Germany and Denmark, we container them and ship them out of Carlinville.
So you've been doing this for 32 years, so have your parts changed much over the years? You have to adapt or kind of walk us through what you've experienced with your business?
Oh, yeah. In one way, it's a challenge in that as they put more horsepower in it and change their design, you got to change your design with it and that so it make it work, you know. So that's a challenge in itself. What I do, I like. You know, I love what I do, and this is what I tell everybody else, if you don't get out of it, you know, because it's, you got to like what you do or it'll never materialize.
And what started your interest and got you started in this business? Did you have a farming background?
Oh, yeah, I farmed. I run the custom harvest. Practically done everything, worked in the factories, you know, and that. Jack of all trades, master of none, you know, and that. But I started selling load control for Woodward Governor 32 years ago, and it was the last thing that went on the combine. We called it the cruise control. And it was the first thing got blamed when I got out there and found out it wasn't load control was doing its job, and the combine wasn't. That's the way I got started.
Well, George, it's been great talking with you. And if anyone's interested in finding out more about your business or the parts, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me usually over phone, but I'm on internet. I got a pretty good internet. They can go on that and get it that way. It shows what I do and the rest of it.
And once again, George Kuchar of Kuchar Combine Performance in Carlinville. And for more information, you can visit his website at KucharCombineParts.com or give George a call at 217-854-9838. And finally this morning, an event happening on Saturday this weekend, the 126th Annual Farmers Institute and Household Science Section being held at the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro. This is the only Farmers Institute left in the state, as these used to take place in every county in Illinois. And if you'd like to register to compete in the Farmers Institute, you can do that on Friday evening, September 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. or on Saturday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. And after the registration Saturday, the judging will follow. Monetary prizes of $10, $5, and $2 will be awarded in all categories this year. And for more information on that, you can contact the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro at 217-532-3941. And I'll have an interview about that with Bob Feeney coming up on the Noon Farm Show today and again tomorrow morning. So stay tuned for more information. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.